This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on SportsRadio740.com.
That's our sports line, and we welcome in our good friend Rodney Orr, the Tider Insider, on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Hey, Rodney, good morning. How are you?
John Barry, I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing outstanding. As we get started, I know we got a lot of recruiting to talk about, but a thought about last night's basketball game. Alabama loses at home to Missouri 69-60 after looking so good on Saturday in the win against Oklahoma. What's your read on that?
Well, you know, we've talked about that a lot. We've talked about it. Actually, on Tuesday night, talked about it on Tider Insider TV. Didn't predict it would happen, but said that's where you have to have your guard up, because this team is shown the propensity to play well and then follow that up with just an uninspired performance. And I think that's kind of what we saw last night. Did not play to its fullest potential, I don't think. And certainly Missouri played well, but you know, you look at that game and you think, you certainly playing at home, you have a lot of advantages. And I just think that, I do believe part of that is youth of the team.
Yes.
I certainly believe that. You always can see some inconsistencies and, you know, ups and downs when you have a young team. But, they're going to have to get over the hump. There's no question.
Yeah, defensively, Rodney, I didn't see the same effort last night as I saw on Saturday against Oklahoma.
Yeah, and John, defense and effort, that's the two things that goes together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, it's really a mindset defensively, regardless of sport, you know, that has to be a focus. And I think that's, like you said, I just don't think that this team, you know, game in and game out is a consistent team in terms of effort.
Rodney Orr is the Tider Insider, and he is the go-to person at this time of the year when we are now, as of today, less than a week away from the second national signing day. There's a lot that happens in the last week. Who are the remaining top players that Alabama is absolutely targeting, and where do they stand with them?
Well, yeah, they've got a lot of targets right now. Of course, they signed 15 in the early signing period. We know about that. We know that there's eight spots. Now, a team can sign over, you know, what they have, but, you know, it costs you on the next year. So if you sign one over, that costs you two the next class. So just kind of keep that in mind. It's not that they can only sign eight. They could sign nine, but it would cost them two next year. But you know, it's really, John and Barry, where we've been. There's a lot of guys, top guys, that are still on the board. If you want to start on the offensive side, I think right now they're in great position with some of these guys, a wide receiver especially. Justin Ross at Phoenix City Central. I know he visited Auburn last weekend. Clemson's been in there very heavily. I think Alabama's done a great job with him. I think they're in good position with him. Some people think he might be the number one player in the state. Jalen Waddle out of Texas, we've talked about him from the Houston area. He's got a little bit of David Palmer in him, and he's a special player. It's Alabama and Texas A&M. I really think Alabama's in good position. But, again, you know, Texas A&M is the home school. They're certainly pushing him really hard. But I'd keep an eye on him. Nicholas Pettit Ferrier, maybe the number one offensive tackle in the country out of Tampa, Berkeley. Alabama in great position with him. But now Florida feels pretty confident. Ohio State gets a visit this weekend. They think they can do some good. I know Notre Dame's in there as well. He's a really high academic guy. But, you know, again, I think Coach Saban had a great visit with him on Monday. And we'll see how that goes. On the defensive line, Malik Langham out of Huntsville League visit Auburn this weekend. Alabama's been in there really strong. Again, numbers, guys, numbers, numbers, numbers. You know, you can only take so many, and the question is, who are you going to fit into the group of eight? Bobby Brown's another guy that's committed, defensive lineman out of Texas. Watch him. He may take an unofficial to Texas A&M this weekend. That could be something to really keep an eye on. I think Alabama wants to take an inside linebacker right now. I know as of a couple of days ago for Auburn fans, Alabama kind of felt like that Quay Walker, the five-star committed linebacker out of Georgia, might end up at Auburn. They've really made a strong push on him. Georgia gets a visit this weekend. You know, we'll see what happens. In the secondary, I think Alabama's in great position with corners. Patrick Surtain out of Plantation, Florida, and Eddie Smith out of Slidell, Louisiana. Two great players. Smith's vastly underrated. They've got him at three-star. He's definitely much better than that. And then another kid out of Plantation, Florida, that I think Alabama's in a lot better position than some people have given them credit. Tyson Campbell, cornerback. He may be the best corner in the country. He and Surtain, probably the top two corners in the country. You know, they're recruiting a host of other guys, but that's pretty much the core of it. There are some other guys that, you know, like Vernon Jackson, who is still committed to Alabama but is not signed. He may end up at Texas A&M. He's a linebacker. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Defensive back, Rodney, seems to be an area of emphasis. Of those guys you mentioned, first of all, how many DBs do they want to sign? And of those, who's the top two or three that, man, we really, really, really want to get? These guys are okay, but we really, really like to get these couple or two.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, first of all, let's start with who they've already signed so everyone knows. Savion Smith, who was a former five-star player that signed with LSU, ended up at junior college, right. Now at Alabama. He's doing well. Jalen Armour Davis out of Mobile St. Paul's is an outstanding player. Joshua Job is originally from Miami. He committed, was a Miami commit, now signed with Alabama. He is one of the top corners in the country. So they've got three really good players in the secondary. The ones we mentioned, Surtain, keep an eye on him. He was thought to be an LSU lock, but Alabama's done a great job. His dad's a former NFL player. It's his high school coach, Patrick Surtain Sr. He really has an admiration for Nick Saban. He understands the program, what it takes to be successful. I think that's really important. Tyson Campbell, his teammate, like I mentioned, a great player. Georgia, Miami still in the mix. Alabama's done a tremendous job with him. He had a great visit on the parade weekend. You get those two guys, those are five-star and legitimate five-star players. And you combine them with the ones you've already got. And if you take Eddie Smith as well, out of Slidell, Louisiana, to me, I mean, you know, I'm just trying to think back, but just on paper, just the guys that you're bringing in, that's the best defensive back class I can ever remember at Alabama.
Rodney Orr
is saying something.
Oh yeah, yes. Man, no doubt.
The 2019 class, there's already significant work being done there. That's one of the things that I never really realized until. I started getting involved in some of this, Rodney. 2018, the National Signing Day is in less than a week, but already this time of the year, you're wrapping up, like you said, on some of the targets, really making a late push on them. But there's already a lot of work being done towards the 2019 class at this time. Can you kind of lend an insight, pull behind the curtain on exactly what Alabama's plans are there?
Well, yeah, that's going to be, you know, interesting. And I'm kind of old school. I 2018 here, you know, my focus. But so I'm really on the 2019 class. Obviously, I've heard of a lot of kids. You know how this thing changes throughout the process. I don't get too caught up in it. But I do think it's going to be a big year. A lot of great offensive linemen in the state of Alabama. Clay Webb out of Oxford is going to be a five-star player, probably. They may already have them rated. I really haven't checked the stars for 2019, and those things change. But Amari Kite is another great player out of Thompson High School. He's going to be a tremendous offensive tackle prospect. Pierce Quick's already committed to Alabama, another outstanding offensive lineman, probably a guard out of Hewitt-Trussville. You know, you've got Tua's little brother, as they refer to him, Talia.
That's the reason why I was asking.
Tua's little brother, Talia Tagovailoa, out of Thompson, who is obviously a right-handed what everyone says. And then, of course, now Paul Tyson's an outstanding player out of Hewitt-Trussville, a great quarterback prospect. And, you know, people know that's Coach Bryant's great-grandson. So, you know, a lot of interesting players there. And Paul Tyson, of course, a quarterback, just recently offered by Michigan, but has an Alabama offer as well. So it's going to be a good year, no question about that.
Rodney, one thing that I don't see on lists or people talking about, running backs. Are there not any good ones? Is Alabama loaded? Are they waiting till next year? What's the story with the running back position?
Well, you know, actually, they had the number one 2019 running back committed until, what, about 3 weeks ago. Trey Sanders out of IMG Academy decided he wanted to open it up and keep his options, you know, kind of be able to survey all of those options. So, you know, we'll see what happens there. But, you know, they did sign Jerome Ford out of Armwood Sefner down in Florida, an outstanding player. Really, a guy, it's kind of amazing. They moved him around a lot. They played him as a Wildcat quarterback, at running back, at a lot of slot receiver. I think the vision Alabama has is a Kenyon Drake mold guy because he's so versatile. But he's very fast. He's got a lot of talent. He's raw, obviously, but a really good player. Now, I'll say this too. You look at him, and he's also got some defensive experience, could be an outstanding safety. So, you know, John, I think part of it is you've got a lot of really good running backs. Damian Harris came back. That made even the need there less, I think. So next year, I definitely think you'll see more of a focus on running back.
Rodney Orr, the Tider Insider, joining us here today, as he does each and every week. Let's shift it back to basketball. Tough loss at home last night to Missouri, but I tell you, Rodney, the schedule doesn't get any easier. Two straight road games, and then Tennessee comes back to Coleman, but they haven't played well on the road. They got to go to Kentucky on the road, A&M on the road, got to go to Auburn on the road. Two games left with Florida. A pretty tough slate for Alabama from here on out.
Yeah, you're right, John. There's no question, and you may be leading to what the discussion is already brewing on Tider Insider, which is this a team that once again will miss, you know, an NCAA tournament? And, you know, again, we'll see what happens, but those games you're talking about on the road going to be extremely difficult. Alabama, you know, that's why last night that game, in my opinion, was you know, really big for a lot of reasons. You know, you have to win the home games. You have to win the home games and protect the home. And then you've got to go on the road. Where this program is now, they have to go on the road and try to steal a couple of games. So, you know, last night to me was really puts him behind the eight ball.
Mm. Yeah, NIT, we've already talked about that a little here this morning on the program as well. All right, Rodney, Barry mentioned it, less than a week is signing day. What's going on with TiderInsider.com and everything you do in covering the next 6 days or so leading up to the signing day on the first Wednesday in February?
Well, it's going to be real busy, obviously. You know, Alabama trying to fill those eight spots, and hey, we're working the phones trying to get legitimate information, but listen, we hope to have another big recruiting update today as we move forward and then into next week after the final visit weekend, get into that dead period, and then we're there. I mean, you know, we'll see what happens on signing day, but, you know, we'll be tracking every bit of it on TiderInsider.com. It's only $48 a year. You can get instant access with your credit card, or if you prefer, there's an address there to send a check. And, you know, like I said, there's a lot of flow going on the forum right now. And most of it right now, guys, is basketball talk, which is kind of amazing.
It is. I'm not sure it's positive basketball talk, but it certainly is basketball talk. At least they are talking about it. Well, Rodney, man, we appreciate it as always. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
Hey, John, Barry, as always, I appreciate you guys. Take care.
On our
Rodney
Dreamland,
or the Tider Insider.
Yep, Dreamland Barbecue guest.